A yellow sea sponge flipping burgers at the bottom of the ocean became one of the most analyzed cartoons in academic history. That is not hyperbole. Scholars have examined SpongeBob SquarePants through the lens of the American dream, environmental ethics, food consumption, and moral education, a children's cartoon. And yet the show's staying power makes complete sense once you understand where it actually came from. Not a writer's room, but a tide pool. Steven Hillenburg was a marine science educator before he was an animator. That dual identity is the key idea behind everything SpongeBob became. While working in marine education, Hillenburg created something called The Intertidal Zone, an educational comic about tide pool life. That comic was the blueprint. The characters, the logic of the underwater world, the specific species chosen, all of it traces back to that earlier work. When Hillenburg later developed Rocko's Modern Life for Nickelodeon, he was sharpening his storytelling instincts. He pitched SpongeBob to Nickelodeon in 1997. The show officially premiered on July 17, 1999, though a preview aired on May 1, 1999, right after the Kids' Choice Awards. Think of that origin story as a case study in what happens when scientific literacy meets narrative craft. Most cartoons are built on pure comedy instinct. SpongeBob was built on a coherent internal ecology. Bikini Bottom has rules. The creatures behave in ways that feel grounded, even when the situations are completely absurd. That grounding is what separates surrealism from chaos. Now, consider the character at the center of it all. SpongeBob is an anthropomorphic yellow sea sponge. He works at the Krusty Krab, a fast food restaurant. His companions include Patrick, Squidward, Mr. Krabs, Sandy, and Plankton. Each one represents a distinct social archetype. But SpongeBob himself embodies something rarer and more specific, the eternal optimist. He is relentlessly enthusiastic. Failure does not break him. Rejection does not harden him. Squidward's contempt does not dim him. This is not naivety, it is a deliberate narrative choice. Alina, this is where the show's cultural function becomes genuinely interesting. Modern storytelling is saturated with cynicism. The anti-hero dominates prestige television. Ironic detachment is the default register of internet culture. SpongeBob runs directly against that current. His optimism is not played for mockery. It is the moral center of the show. That makes him a foil, not just to Squidward, but to an entire cultural mood. The world he inhabits carries more weight than it first appears. Bikini Bottom is named after Bikini Atoll, a real location in the Marshall Islands. That atoll was the site of United States nuclear weapons testing. Scholars have noted that the show uses this name while largely erasing the indigenous Bikinian people and the history of displacement and radiation contamination tied to that place. That is a documented criticism worth sitting with. The show also attracted academic attention for its treatment of fast food, waste, health, and environmental issues. Content analysis identified recurring educational themes across biological, physical, moral, aesthetic, and social dimensions. The show was explicitly designed to appeal to both children and adults. Hillenburg served as executive producer from the premiere until his death in 2018, returning to active creative involvement in 2015. He originally intended the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, released in 2004, to function as the series finale. The franchise had other plans. It expanded into one of the most recognizable entertainment properties in recent decades. The takeaway here is precise, Alina. SpongeBob SquarePants succeeded not because it was loud or fast or packed with trend-chasing references. It succeeded because Hillenburg built a world with internal logic, rooted in real marine biology, and then placed an eternal optimist at its center. Remember this. The character's optimism only works because the world around him is genuinely difficult. Squidward is bitter. Mr. Krabs is greedy. Plankton is scheming. SpongeBob's joy is not the absence of conflict. It is a response to it. For creators and storytellers, that is the real lesson. Surrealism without grounding is noise. Optimism without adversity is saccharine. What Hillenburg understood, from science, from education, from years of watching how tide pool creatures actually behave, is that the most durable stories are the ones where the world has rules and the hero refuses to be broken by them.